Such power. Okay, I'm here today representing the stewardship committee, and I was told to keep this short by somebody, but you know. But unfortunately, on the way over from the parish house, my wife said, "Oh, Father Todd's coming over today. Keep it short." That's pressure. So anyway, getting started, my little AV here, hard to see, but there's one hanging over on the bulletin board in the parish hall, and basically it just represents our pledge for the year. Orange is how much is expected, blue is how much we receive, and you can see this has been a pretty solid year. Okay, and I think this represents the whole year for St. Thomas. We've had a solid year. We've done well. We came up with the budget last January, and we're still on our budget. And I want to say congratulations, St. Thomas. Good work. You know, you can all take a second, pat yourselves on the back. You know, I'll give you a big hand. Okay, second's over. And the problem is we're in this for the long run. There's still a lot of work to be done in South Jersey, our neighborhoods, Glassboro. But moving forward, I think we have a winning formula. Sound financial spending, strong giving, hard work. If we keep up with them three things, I think we can go forward and have another good year, another couple good years. We have to make sure we spend our money wisely, keep giving like we were this year. Remember not to get caught in the trap that, you know, settling your last year's amount. You know, we don't have that big increases this year, but a nice increase would help. And I think we've always had hard workers here at St. Thomas. That I don't think would be a problem. But there's still a lot to do. We're in this for the long run. So, in the word of Jesus Christ, you've got the word. Go out and do the job.
Thank you, Bob. That was perfect. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, a couple weeks ago, when some friends and I met to study this week's gospel passage, Mother Susan, the rector of Good Shepherd Pittman, said, "My God, did anyone ask the woman?" Remember, it's the story of the seven brothers and the woman, and whose wife will she be? And so Mother Susan's asking, did she have any say in this whole sordid affair? All those brothers, they deserve to die childless. She was probably asking herself, will these brothers never end? She was glad to finally leave the planet. I was dying. I loved it, right? That's why it's important for us to study the Bible with a variety of points of view. God meets each one of us in different ways. And so my understanding of God will remain stunted and woefully incomplete if I don't get to see God through your eyes. That is why we gather as Christ's church. However, my purpose this morning is not to talk about the Sadducees and their argument with Jesus. Instead, our work here today, as Bob so ably started us off, is to kick off our pledge campaign as we look forward to what God will do among us here at St. Thomas in 2020. Now, the mission of St. Thomas, the mission of our diocese, as our bishop reminded us at convocation meeting just a couple weeks ago, is to make disciples of Jesus Christ Who will participate in God's mission of reconciliation in the world? Our primary work as a church is to make disciples. And as we do that, we will see those disciples, who are us, bringing positive change to the world around us. And so a pledge campaign is an important part of that process of making disciples. Because disciples are people who follow Jesus. Right? We don't just assent to certain truths. We don't just gather for certain rites and rituals. As disciples, we follow Jesus in the ways that we spend our time and our energy and our attention and our passion and, yes, our money. And so my invitation to you this morning is twofold. First, you should find in the pew in front of you some yellow cards with some funny looking letters at the top. What you see sticking out is the Greek word eucharistoumen. And there's a translation further down the card. It means, we give thanks. Eucharistoumen. The Eucharist, right, that we celebrate every week, is literally the Thanksgiving. That's what we do as Christians and as Episcopalians when we gather together. We give thanks. So what has God done in your life this year for which you are thankful? Where have you experienced God's presence? How has God reached out to you personally to express God's love and care and concern for you? Write it on the card. You can do it right now if the homily gets to be too long. You don't have to put your name on it. Just put it in the offering plate when it comes by, and then your thanksgiving will sit on the altar as we offer the great thanksgiving together, a collection of all our specific thanksgivings to God. These cards will be available all three Sundays of our stewardship season, and then, as has been done in the past here at St. Thomas, we'll collect what they say and make a little booklet listing all the things for which we as a community want to give thanks. Now, my second invitation this morning is this. Fill out a pledge card. Many of you have already received one in the mail, and hopefully the rest will come in the next couple days. If you don't get one in the mail, then just ask me. I'll give you one. Or there's some in the narthex out there. And make sure you write your address on it so we can get you on the list for next year. You can put your pledge card in the offering plate. You can mail it in. Or you can hold on to it for 2 weeks from now when we have our big in-gathering on Christ the King Sunday, the 24th of November. Can you believe that Christ the King is almost here? Now, my advice for you as you fill out this card is the same as it was last year. Three things, right? One, I invite and encourage everyone to pledge. We are looking for 100% participation. If looking back on the last year, if God has been present in your life and you want to take part in God's redeeming activity in the world through the community of St. Thomas, making a pledge is exactly how you do that. Making a pledge is a spiritual exercise, and I'm assuming that spiritual work is what brought you here today. Secondly, I invite everyone to make a pledge in proportion to what you have. Or let me say that again. I invite you to make a pledge in proportion to what you have, and not to what you don't have. God gave you what you have, and it is only from that that you are invited to give back to the work of God's kingdom. And so on the back of the pledge card, there's a chart that's meant to help you to do that. Right? Sometimes we talk about tithing. The word tithe literally means 10%. And that's a worthy goal toward which very many people reach, growing in our giving year by year. Third thing is, I invite you to give first to God. Don't be bringing your leftovers. And when it comes to money, who really has leftovers anyway? But instead, when you get a check, when you get a paycheck, take the first fruits and offer them to God. Do your giving first, thus dedicating the whole check to God's work. And then you'll be empowered to spend the rest of that check with an easy conscience, knowing that you have already spoken your values and your faith with that paycheck. So, to give you an example, here's how these three ideas have played out in my family's life this year. First of all, the vestry and the stewardship committee have already turned in their pledge cards, and I did along with them. We are all answering the call to 100% participation. Now, my wife Becky and I keep a common bank account, so we fill in just one pledge card for our whole family. Secondly, our family practices proportional giving. When I filled out the pledge card last month, I bumped it up a bit to reflect the cost of living increase that I received in my paycheck. Our family chooses to give 15% of our pre-tax income, most of which goes to St. Thomas, although we also save some to give to other worthy causes. Finally, our family practices giving first. And what that means is that when it was time to make a pledge, we first sat down and worked out our annual budget for 2020. And giving was at the top of that list. And then we live it out month by month by instructing our bank to automatically send a check directly to St. Thomas. That's why you'll almost never see us put anything in the offering plate. When a car repair or some other unexpected expense comes along, we find the money somewhere else because we have already given first to St. Thomas. Now, as Bob mentioned, in a few weeks, the finance committee will sit down to recommend a budget for 2020, and then the vestry will take it up. And they'll probably make a few adjustments and then approve it. And this will all be based on what you, St. Thomas, have told us with your pledges. How you see God at work in your lives and in our church. And how much you want to participate in that movement of God. Jesus' invitation is not necessarily an easy thing. Right? It's uncomfortable for most of us. But that doesn't make it any less good or life-giving. Like the Sadducees, we are being invited out of a false storyline about money and wealth and scarcity and into a better story about God's kingdom and our belovedness. See the places where that story has already begun to be written in your life. And then I invite you to take a pledge card and write yourself into that story. Amen. Amen. Amen.